Okay, today's the day that we start on Power Talk. This is part one. All right. So these are some things that it's really important you do when you're going to use Power Talk. Number one, be brief when talking to the child. Less is truly more. The more you say, the more they can tune you out. Number two, be firm, be confident. Children are smart. They can tell if you're not sure that they're really going to listen to you, and then they won't listen to you. So have your voice convey that you mean what you're saying. Have your entire body language show you're expecting the child to comply. So that's that. Number two, being confident. Number three, be clear in what you say. Oh my goodness, I've seen this happen and I used to do it. Use simple, age-appropriate words the child understands. For example, you might tell a child, you see a toy on the floor and you just say, put it, or you see it on a table and it's not where it belongs. And you say to the child, put the toy away. Well, the child goes, picks up the toy, puts it on the floor. In the child's mind, that's putting the toy away. You haven't even said which toy. So instead, clearly say, Jordan, I need you to put the toy car on the shelf with the other cars. It helps children know exactly what you want them to do and always thank them when they follow instructions. And here is number four. Always, always go to the child when you speak. It's important to not shout across the room. Instead, squat down if you can. If not, just pull up two chairs or something so you're on the child's level to tell the child exactly what you want. Tomorrow, I will continue with Power Talk, giving you the exact words to say and how to say them. This and all the strategies I'm sharing this week come from my book, No More Battles with Strong-Willed Children. Have a great day, and remember, you are a difference maker.